gets to his feet, turned back on the inside. Gallant's got over. The bunker will inspect it.
Yeah, it's his favourite play.
That's tackle six.
Paul Gallant.
Have a try.
Close to the line.
Ball gets to the ground.
Brayley will go.
It's green lights for Paul Gallant.
Ah, green light. All the way. If only there were some grandstand seats involved in that. G'day, Gal.
Hey, guys.
Now, mate, that was another good win. You guys are at the peak of your powers at the moment.
I don't know if we're at the peak. Where, look, our completions are still pretty ordinary. I don't think we've completed a game. Yeah, I think we completed about 73% on the weekend, and still not really good enough come the back end of the year and where we've got to be. But we're doing what we need to do at the moment, which is important. We're winning games. We're up in that top four, which is where we need to be. And as I said, I still think there's plenty of improvement left in us, and we'll get that out, you know, by the end of the year, hopefully. And as I said, as long as we're winning games, you know, things aren't too bad.
You know where Joey said in the call there, Gal, that it's your favourite play. What other times have you scored from that play?
Mate, years ago, and I actually remember a game down in Canberra where I actually won the game on the bell through it. So it's been a long, long time since I scored a try. That I can tell you, I'm talking, yeah, 3 or 4 years at least. So, but close to the line, obviously, if I get the ball close to the line, I'll back myself to get over, and thankfully got over on the weekend for a try. I thought I might have got two on the weekend when we put the kick through at the end. I called the kick through after Fida scored off, but I thought I was offside, so I stopped chasing. And thankfully, Fafita got there and scored.
Did you get it down?
Yeah, I got it down, yeah. The referee saw it go down. That's why he awarded a try. The complaint from Matty Moreland was, like, how long has he got to get it down? And when they watched it on the replay, it was actually on his leg at that stage. It was probably a second after that it actually hit the ground. So I was a bit concerned that they weren't watching it for long enough. But as the referee called try, and it's pretty hard to overturn it. Unless there's evidence of it.
He's right there, so that's they're there to make those calls.
Gal, what was the biggest motivation against the Penrith Panthers? Was it Gus calling your premiership a soft premiership victory, or was it the fact that your family were given general admission tickets and not grandstand tickets for the game?
Oh, look, first of all, the general admission tickets. During the warm-up, My little girl was yelling out to me from behind the goalpost. I didn't know until after the game, and that's where they sat. And I just immediately thought to myself, you know, Penrith have a couple of partners in their side who have a profile, and I thought, well, I wonder how that'd fit if their partners were made to sit behind the grandstand. Behind the goalpost on the hill. So it did frustrate me, but my wife was totally happy with her having a little boy playing on the hill, playing tackle for you or the locals. So it wasn't an issue for them at all. And as far as the motivation goes with Gus, his comments, it was brought up once by Flano throughout the week, and that was it. You know, our motivation is to play every week the way we can play and to complete our sets and to play well. And I thought we did that. I thought we defended really well on the weekend. Penrith, after 10 or 15 minutes, had all the ball and field position, and they were playing fast, and it was quite a hectic game, to be honest. And then when they didn't score after that sort of 15-minute mark, the rest of the game was like they looked lost, and it really felt like they're there on the field. They honestly didn't feel like scoring a try against us, but take away that first 15 minutes out of the game. And, we know they're really good with their second phase play, and we trained for that all week just to keep turning up for each other. And when that went out the window for them as well, they just didn't really know where to go, and that was the most pleasing thing for us.
You bashed them, that's why. Yeah, put them back on there. Every time your goal line defence was
first
sensational.
You
guys must be really happy with just the attitude, really.
Well, that's what it's all about. I was about to say that's one of our team mottos. That's what I said after the game. We just keep competing. We compete on every play. We turn up for each other on every play, and we compete to the best of our ability on every single play, not just when it matters or when the people in the grandstand know what's happening. And we did that really well on the weekend. I thought everyone did it, and that's been our motto for the past couple of years. And if we just keep doing that, we'll be in most games. But as I said earlier, execution certainly has got to get a lot better.
Wade Graham versus Boyd Cordner for New South Wales, mate. Wade's got to be there because he terrorises Cooper Cronk. Boyd could do that job, but Wade does it really well. How do you pick both of them and fit them in the side? Where do you play them?
I think you can't go past Boyd. He's going to be in the starting side. There's no doubt about that. He's been there for years. Now he's got experience there, and then you throw on top of it the way he's playing as well. So he's going to be there. But look, the way Wade's played, particularly against people last week and played well on the weekend, He's probably going to be there as well. You know, probably more in a utility bench role, I'd say. But, I'm not sure. I can't imagine Boyd not being the side. Obviously, I want to see Wade get there and play in his favourite position on that left edge, but it's also Boyd's position. So it's going to be a tough one. I had lunch with Laurie a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't really talk about it too much. And I asked him how he wants me to go about, you know, my media situations when talking about the team, and he just said, look, mate, do what you need to do. But I know how hard it is being a player and people from the outside bagging you when you're in Origin. And it's something I really didn't enjoy and really didn't like, and I thought it was I didn't appreciate it from people. So I'm going to try my best to stay out of selection talk this year and just really, really support whatever team Laurie picks.
So let me clarify that. So you said, Laurie, look, what we discussed, am I allowed to talk about it across, like, to us or Triple M?
No, I was going to talk about what we discussed, that's for sure. But, I asked him how he thought I should approach when asked questions about Origin. And he said, look, I'll leave it up to you. But because, as I said, guys, you know, I'll support whatever team Laurie picks. I'm not going to come out and say he should have picked this guy, should have picked that guy. Because, as I said, I've been there before, and I know how difficult it is when you have these people saying, oh, he shouldn't be there, I would have picked him over him. It's not a good feeling when you're in camp and you've got people, you know, particularly from your own side of the border, shooting you in the back. So,
yeah. Well, particularly when we tell Wade Graham that you're supporting Boyd Cordner over him.
Yeah, my God. That's not very cool.
Look, Wade has definitely been the side of the name. I'll tell you one thing you could do, then you're sucked in here. Wade's a terrific left edge player, and Boyd's tough as nails. You can play Boyd in the middle. You can play Boyd at lock if you want to. That's the only other option.
Well, that's the thing. Is the game really that structured where you can't fit two, you know, quality back rowers like that?
It is a different role. I've got to say, it is a much different role. You know, you play on the edge. You make a lot. In the middle, you're just another front rower. You're up and back to 5, 10 metres every time. You're making 30-plus tackles, and you've got to be up around that 15 to, I suppose, 20 hit-up mark. And when I say hit-ups, you're running into 4 or 5 blokes or 3 or 4 blokes at a time. It's not on the edge where you are targeting a half-back. You are getting early ball. You are more one-on-one or one into two blokes. So it is a different game without a doubt, but as I said, Boyd's tough enough, and I'm not sure how many middles are actually banging down the door that hard to say pick me at the moment. That is probably a bit of an issue for New South Wales.
Yeah, I think you're right there as well. Gal, just a quick one. You tried to convince Jack Bird, mate, to stay, but what's his situation? I mean, he's happy enough to be with Cronulla for the rest of the year, quite clearly.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be busting his bass off for us without a doubt. And he asked me plenty of times what I think he should do. And look, I've got to be honest, I never gave an opinion one way or the other. I said to him, whatever decision you make, I'll support you on. And whatever decision you make is the one that's got to be right for you. And look, I gave him pros and cons about both of them. When he was talking about a club like Brisbane, there wasn't too many cons I could give about that club. You know, they're a strong club. But look, I'm just glad it's over. At the end of the day, you know, the media attention this board on Jack and our club, which is way over the top. I mean, we're talking about a 22-year-old center who's played one Origin game. We're not talking about Jonathan Thurston or Cooper Cronk. So I'm glad it's over for everyone and we can all move on, and Jack can concentrate on playing good footy for us for the rest of the year.
We'll be talking about a few Tigers players who haven't played any finals footy at all as well.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
I do think it says a lot, the way that... Exactly. I think it says a lot about Jack, though, the way he came out and played against Penrith, particularly in defence.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and look, I've got to be honest, he copped some raps the way he played on the weekend, but I thought he played better against the Melbourne Storm. You know, we spoke on the weekend how he targeted Peter Wallace. We go back and watch the Melbourne Storm game. He ran over Cameron Smith three or four times, and I think it's on the weekend just because he scored a try. I mean, it's amazing what the power of the press can do when you do something right. They back and everyone jumps on the bandwagon. But as I said, I thought the week before against Melbourne, he was absolutely outstanding.
Better to have him on your side than against you, mate. Gal, we do thank you so much. Train well.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Paul Gallen there, Cronulla captain, premiership-winning captain, joining us in interesting comments about that massive difference, even for a bloke like Boyd Cordner, about playing in the middle, particularly State of Origin, and Wade Graham on that left edge.